The Riverine project is going to be kicking off, and we're going to be launching it on the 16th of January. The TNT, which is the road, that is going to be a game changer, in my opinion, for Donegal. We are at CPO process and the environmental side of things. Unfortunately, there's going to be 40 residential dwellings that we're going to have to negotiate because we're going through their property, and there's also going to be 4 commercial. So I would like to see progress and a smooth process there for that, because, as I say, the TII, and as we were up with the delegation, they are 100% behind us, and we have €1 billion for that project already in the bag. So that will alleviate a lot of the traffic problems that we're having in Letterkenny, but it will also make the access into Donegal a lot easier for a lot of our haulage companies, because bear in mind, we do not have a railway line. So that will be a big project that I would like to keep going and keep at it and keep pushing the boat out on it. There's always going to be a lot of other items that you're always going to be touching on. As I said to you, what's the Peace Plus projects? They're small projects to us, but they're very big projects to each and every one of those towns that you visit. And they love and 100,000 or 200,000, there's a lot for those projects. Also, because of our Minister for Sport, there will be sports capital projects, and there will be money be given out to all of our sports. So I would ask people to come and get in touch with myself or get in touch with any of the politicians to get a link with Minister McConnell to see if we can get projects over the line regarding our sports capital. So all in all, again, the time's flying. It'll be no time to come to July, and I'm handing over the baton again, because the last 6 months have just flew.
You mentioned the railway there. TransLink released their projections for the Portadown to Derry line, which will link Lifford and Letterkenny in there. Do you have any thoughts on that plan they released?
Yeah, we've actually, I'm, and I probably should have said it opposite, I'm the chair of the A5 committee, I'm the chair of the Peace Plus committee, and I'm also the chair of the Cross Border committee. So I've met with Liz Cummins and her team up in Belfast a couple of times. One of the few times we were up there for the A5, but one of the times was up in relation to the railway network. And the councils, Donegal County Council and Derry and Strabane County Council, are working hand in hand with that project and are dealing with and to the west situation as well. So there is a lot of work going on there behind the scenes, and we welcome any news that comes, but we're aware of it maybe prior to the announcement last week, that was happening, and that will be a big project. But it's unfortunately, because of procurement and how the process works, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be further down the track. The TNT needs to be done first.